Proclamation number 5430 of 6th of July, 1952. The effusion of the spirit means spiritual help. When my spirit flows over you, it is always a sign of my love and grace. It is a sign of my willingness to help you in great spiritual adversity. Mind you, out of spiritual adversity, that is. I have to tell you this again and again, that the spiritual hardship on earth causes me to be unusually effective, for what I give to you will only ever be a spiritual goods, and a spiritual good will only ever reduce spiritual hardship. Earthly adversity, however, is meant to make the spiritual adversity recognized, and I will also remedy earthly adversity when it is time, when it has exerted a favorable influence on the human being's spiritual state. For I only allow earthly adversity to come upon people so that they will gain a spiritual advantage from it. But if I effuse my spirit upon the person I give spiritual help, I give knowledge and strength. Certainly also knowledge of the cause of his earthly adversity, which the person then can also remedy with my support, which is faithfully sending him help. Thus he is active himself, so to speak, to master the earthly adversity. You must therefore make a distinction between the answer to prayer. After an appeal sent to me in earthly adversity for help, which will then be given to him in a way which does not seem unusual, and the help offered to the human being in the form of spiritual possessions which give him the strength to master every difficult situation in life through the right spiritual attitude towards me, where therefore the help is to be found in the fact that the human being enters into the right order by himself and then the earthly adversity is eliminated by itself, so to speak. The effusion of my spirit certainly always means enlightenment of the spirit, and thus the human being can now recognize the cause of earthly adversity and control it. But the effusion of the spirit must never be understood as a purely earthly instruction, earthly admonitions and advice, which an enlightened person can indeed give of his own accord, but must never be presented as God's word, as received from the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God only dispenses spiritual goods. My spirit speaks to the human being's soul through the spiritual spark. It tries to instruct it spiritually and to motivate it to again enter my eternal order. It influences the soul in a spiritual way, so to speak, and creates the state which then eliminates all earthly adversity by itself. But without the human being's will to establish the order, my spirit will never help him to put an end to the earthly adversity, for the adversity is only the means to make the human being realize that he is found in a wrong way of thinking and lifts a disorderly way of life, and thus the cause has to be recognized first, about which my spirit enlightens the human being in order to then consciously strive for a change, for which I impart strength to the human being through my spirit at all times. Amen.